Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I am thrilled, absolutely thrilled you're here tonight because we have an incredible energy emitter and teacher, Amin Hamid, with us tonight, who is going to assist you in opening your heart to receive an energy transmission. Everybody go get your bottle of water, put them right by you, and then we're going to have Amin energize them. But before I bring Amin out, let me just thank the sponsors for bringing you the show tonight. So hold on.
How would you like the opportunity to win $1,000 every week just for becoming a better person? At the Mastermind Mavericks, not only do you have a chance to win $1,000 every week, you can also get 1 month of free membership in the Mastermind Mavericks. This is your chance to test drive the Mastermind Mavericks while you mingle with an exclusive group of successful manifestors dedicated in helping you attract your biggest desires. So if you want to turbocharge the law of attraction and accelerate your success, then the Mastermind Mavericks are for you. Go to themastermindmavericks.com. That's themastermindmavericks.com.
Come discover Canada's most unique and inspirational events, the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. Explore the many ways to improve your life mentally, physically, and spiritually as you expand your own consciousness. Attend seminars and workshops with the world's most life-changing authors, experts, and speakers. Body, Soul, Spirit Expo events are throughout Canada to fit your schedule, and with inspirational speakers such as shamanic best-selling author Dr. Stephen Farmer and superfood guru David Wolf. To find a Body, Soul, Spirit Expo that you would like to attend, go to www.bodysoulspiritexpo.com. That's bodysoulspiritexpo.com.
Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires, by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com.
Okay, I'm back and everything is working just perfectly. I just want to let everyone know that Neil Donald Walsh will be on the show next week, and we're talking about a really great DVD called The Infinity, in which Neil has a featured role. We're going to be talking about beyond death as he answers why ridding ourselves of fear surrounding death will truly transform us. I think you're going to love it. It really, really is going to be a great show. And, you know, I'm always talking about Southern California as being paradise. So it's so appropriate that the next cruise coming up is on the ship Paradise. We're going to set sail to Catalina Island in Ensenada on May 31st. Now, let me just tell you who's going to be presenting the workshops. We have Stuart St. John and his soul songs, which it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And then we have Dee Wallace, who is channeling transforming information again, and everybody loved her on the last cruise. We have international keynote speaker and dream coach Constance Arnold, who's going to be doing a workshop on business and finances, and she's fabulous. And then we have LOA expert Natasha Abadouram flying in from Belgium doing a fantastic seminar on understanding our internal guidance system and emotional freedom techniques. And then we have Lisa Hayes again doing another fabulous workshop on attracting your perfect mate. And guess what? We have Amin Hamid going to be on the cruise also. And not only is he going to be energizing us as he did on the last cruise, but he's going to be doing a major interactive and hands-on healing workshop as we learn how to heal ourselves and others through his unique healing techniques. It's going to be phenomenal. Oh, and this time I am actually going to be doing the workshop too that's focusing on raising your self-esteem. If you don't know how magnificent you are now, you will by the time you leave the ship. So come aboard and let's get going on transformation. Remember, I will help anyone realize their dream of being in or on paradise. So send me an email and let's talk. It's time for your transformation. So let's get on with the healing tonight. You're so going to enjoy this. And I'm so pleased to introduce you to Amin. Amin is an information technology technical fellow at the major aerospace company in Los Angeles and has been an active IT industry participant for almost three decades. Over the past 20 years, he has developed the ability to communicate with divine intelligence and ascended masters for healing oneself and others by opening the heart to divine joy, peace, and compassion. He has been healing people free of charge for the benefit of humanity from any distance for the last 13 years. Divine intelligence and energy in collaboration with ascended masters and archangels have helped Amin to integrate the divine healing techniques complementing Western and Eastern medicine. He has been teaching the foundation of healing oneself and others and the living earth, both on a national and international level using teleconferencing. And he's also the co-founder of Healing PAQ, P-A-Q, which is www.healingpaq.org, a nonprofit which promotes individual unique connection with the divine through the heart. You know, this is just so fabulous. I'm so excited about tonight's show. And the format for the show, let me just be specific for everyone. We are going to have 20 minutes of discussion. And then Amin will do a 20-minute energy transmission or meditation. And then we are going to leave the last for anyone who wants to ask questions of Amin on a personal level or whatever. So you may call in and just remember to hit the number one button if you have a question for Amin. Also, I'm just going to tell you this up front. You may not want to operate machinery or drive while listening to tonight's show, but instead to relax at your computer or maybe take it to the beach or somewhere out in nature, whatever, wherever makes you feel safe, secure, and absolutely wonderful. You really want to get the whole enchilada with tonight's show. So welcome, Amin. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get going.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all your kind comments and the sweet introduction that you had. I really appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. First, let's talk a little bit because you have a very interesting history. You were in metaphysics since you were a young boy, right?
Yeah. I became interested about early 20s when I realized that I'm losing my relaxation and calmness. And one day I thought to myself saying, Amin, is this something you want to lose? And I said, no. So I said, well, I got to go out there and find a way that I can keep it. And so I started my search. And first time I went to a healing session, which was based on Qigong. Qigong is a Chinese practice for self-healing. everything I heard from the person, I said 99.9% is all BS, or I don't believe it because of my engineering scientific background. And I thought to myself, saying, how about I just give it 0.1%, but how about if that 0.1% is true? And I said, okay, I'll try it. And now here I am realizing that I was off by 99.9%.
And here you are, healing the world.
And that 0.1% was really 100%.
So what really got you started? I mean, you had a couple of mentors or teachers, didn't you?
Yes. Along the path, I came across those mentors. The first one, Master Kuan, who I never met when I started my Qigong practice, about 2-3 months after that, I started learning and hearing and doing all sorts of movements that I had never had any idea that I could even do them. They were just totally out of my imagination. And when I realized that this is the master of the master who I'm learning from him, and one time I just stood at in front of his picture and just mesmerized by the split he's made at an age of close to 90, making a half a split. Side split. I said, man, if I can get to that age and be able to be that flexible, I guess things are very different. And then he just picked me up, telepathically started teaching.
And oh, telepathically.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my teaching has been telepathic, and so he's been teaching me, and God bless his soul, he passed away in 1990, which made the telepathic communication much simpler, because when someone is not in their physical body, then the mass is not creating some amount of static in line, if I may say.
Mm.
They can communicate much better. It's like a cell phone without having static anymore.
Ah.
The second person, Ustad Parvarande, who I met in 95-96, and after that, about 97, he passed away, and toward the time he was passing away, I started panicking, thinking, oh my goodness, this person knows so much about healing and distance healing, and he's been doing healing about up to like 100 people per day for over 15 years. There's so much I can learn from him, and I need to start asking him questions. So while he was hospitalized, I went and said, I have a question. He said, Amin, you're not allowed to ask me any questions. I said, oh my goodness, how am I going to get all this information out of him? Or how am I going to find all this information about healing people? Not knowing that he realized if he wants to answer my 1,001 question, I would only get confused.
Mm-hmm.
So he had just started slowly passing the information telepathically. And then the day he passed away, it was October 97, God bless his soul. From next day, I was able to identify disease from distance and be able to heal people from distance.
Wow.
And we continued our communication to this day. And the beauty of it is every single one of us have that ability to trust our intuitive mind, trust our heart, trust our unique connection with divine, and ask divine, ask God, ask whatever we believe in for assistance. And when we do that, divine sends the right resource, the right being to assist us in the process. But we have to ask. The reason we have to ask is because we are all under the influence of our free will and power of choice. And the beings of light and all beings recognize that being the highest level of freedom we all have. And they cannot intrude into it unless we ask for support. Mm-hmm. Once we ask for support, the best thing to do is to ask through our heart from the divine and let divine decide who is the right channel of communication, who is the right being to provide the proper information to us. So we always go to the highest order of collective consciousness and let the divine intelligence and divine energy decide what would be the best way to help us. That is quite different than wanting to talk to different beings at different layers. Because just someone is not alive, it doesn't make them to be in a healthy state. So they may provide some sufficient information, but at the same time also provide some information that may not be correct. So it's most important to be aware of our unique connection with divine. It's our birthright, and we always have it whether we are in physical or non-physical. And by having that awareness and recognizing that it's there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and using it and trusting it, then through our intuitive mind, through our heart, the information as we need it come to us. And as they come, it's just a matter of trusting it and start allowing the intuitive mind and the logical mind to collaborate, cooperate with one another for our benefit as well as benefit of others in our environment.
Mm. Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's easier, and I realize it's easier said than done, but
mm-hmm.
what we do is we promote practical process. And that's the key here, because for us, meditation is a state. It's such a state that we vibrate with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Once we understand the state of meditation, which is being in the state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, then whatever we do throughout the day, whether we drive home to work, drive home, get stuck in traffic, cook, take shower, brush our teeth, urinate, then if we perform that activity in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, then it's a meditation. It's a form of meditation. Why is it so important? It's just because we are most efficient to think, to act, and to take care of the challenges as they come toward us and as we come across them on a daily basis. So if you want to be most efficient, and from a scientific perspective, be 100% effective for everything that occurs to us throughout the day, there is a state that our physical body, our thought body, our emotional body is most effective. And such state is when we are vibrating in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. It's a free subscription that we all have readily available to us, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's just a matter of us benefiting from it. And as we benefit from it, as we become most effective in working with our thought body, with our physical body, with our emotional body, then we start finding the golden nuggets in our daily challenges. For example, if I get stuck in traffic, I have a choice. I can vibrate with a stressful thought and allow that stressful thought generate a series of stressful emotional behavior for me. And as that happens, as I'm sitting behind the wheel, being stuck in the traffic, I am leaking energy. That's my one choice. The other choice I have is, well, I'm stuck here anyway. I might as well make the best of it. I start doing my favorite prayer. Or I start asking for healing energy for other living beings on earth, like all plants, all animals, water mass, life in water mass. Whatever resonates with my heart at that moment. And start asking for healing energy for myself, for the beloved ones around me, and start vibrating with healing energy, start vibrating with good thought, and start imagining myself that I am flowing in the river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. So that's on the other side of the spectrum.
So can I ask a question? Do you, it is possible to remain in this state. Do you ever get upset or you're at the place now where you can remain joy, compassionate, and feel peace at all times?
Absolutely, I get upset. It's just part of our life. But I don't look at it as being upset. I look at it as being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
The difference. It's like, for example, if I'm climbing a hill and some areas are steeper than others and my goal is to get to the top, am I going to practice getting upset along the way just because the path is a little bit more rough? Or am I going to enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I can get upset. And when I get upset, if I catch myself saying, okay, I mean, you have a choice. Do you want to leak energy here? Do you want to constantly practice being upset? Or do you want to say, okay, thank you, Divine, sending me a new challenge. I'll do my best to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And start working it out as I'm constantly reminding myself that the most effective way that I can work this out is through vibrating with love, joy, peace, and compassion. And, you know, I love the new science because it opens the dialogue for us to really understand spirituality much better. Like, I bring you an example. On my TV channel, there are some channels that show scary movies. There are some channels that show action-packed. There are some channels that show drama. There are some channels that show, you know, real nice, peaceful, loving, compassionate, joyful show.
Yeah, the Hallmark channel.
Exactly. I have a choice. I can watch a horror movie and scare myself. I can watch an action pack like beating up my boss at work because he said something I didn't like, or kicking the coworker because he or she said something that I got jealous about it, or that person got promotion and I didn't. Or I can acknowledge those challenges and say, but I still choose to watch the love, joy, peace, and compassion frequency channel. So once I tune myself to that channel, or once I set my TV on that channel, then I'm still working with the challenges, but I'm working with it most effective way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if human is able to produce or invent a TV technology, are we saying divine is not able to invent television technology? The only difference is you and I are that bio TV or bio radio. And in our mind, with our thought, with our emotion, we have a choice to spin, to repeat a certain frequency, jealousy, anger, frustration, anxiety, over and over, and constantly internally listening to them. Or transform those challenges, those anger, those jealousy, those anxiety, those depression, slowly into their healthy state. And such a healthy state is when those thoughts, those emotions vibrate in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. The rest of it is just a practical process of doing it. Another way you may look at it is like, if I have a shirt and I wear it for so long and I get some stains on it, then I look at my shirt and I see the stains and I say, okay, I need to take it off and throw it in the washer and wash it. So we do that. At the same time, through our behaviors, we stain our physical body. We stain our emotional body. We stain our thought body with disease-based emotions, disease-based thought, like anger, like jealousy, like being envious at others, or pride, or other emotions or other thought that we ourselves are even frustrated about the number of times that we repeat it in our mind. And by staining those emotional body, by staining those thought body, we have the opportunity to throw it into the washer and wash it and clean it up. How do we do that? By start giving ourselves love, joy, peace, and compassion. Because the more we saturate ourselves with these more vibrational frequency, which is naturally flowing throughout the universes, nourishing every being, plants, planets, stars, galaxies, human, animal kingdom, water mass, life in water mass, and so on and so forth, then we prevent energetic leakage. We prevent energetic drainage, and we start staying charged up. Mm-hmm. And as we stay more charged up, then we can work our challenges most effectively as they occur,
mm-hmm.
and as we come across.
Mm.
People sometimes wake up in the morning and set their intention to go, struggle in traffic. Or we set our intention to go to work and to have an argument with someone, or get back at someone, or go to a meeting and, yell and scream about why this is not accomplished or that is not accomplished. Okay, those are intentions. We can't say them that way. But that's exactly what happens, because energy follows intention. And through the law of attraction, since we have set our intention to have an argumentative day, a struggling day in traffic, that's exactly what we are inviting to ourselves. However, when we wake up in the morning, we can say, okay, I'm going to set my intention today at the highest level to be the same as divine intention. to be vibrating in love, joy, peace, and compassion throughout the day, regardless of what occurs, and I will make the best effort to deal with it the most effective way. That's another way we can set our intention. Through the law of attraction, if we set our intention at the highest level to be the same as divine intention, flowing in love, joy, peace, and compassion, then the frequency that we synchronized ourselves with it is the same frequency which divine, archangels, ascended masters, and many wonderful beings are vibrating in that frequency. So automatically, the support is there. Automatically, we are vibrating at the highest level of daily, intention that we can set. Mm-hmm. Then it's just a matter of applying it as different situation occurs. Like, look at a musician. A musician knows that regardless of what instrument they play, they know that they have to do an overall tuning for their instrument before they go to play in a concert. When they go to the concert, they know in order to get the best vibrational sound for each music, they have to do a fine tuning. When they tune their instrument before the concert, and when they do that fine tuning for every song they play, they realize it's a part of the process of playing the music. So instead of practicing frustration, say, oh my goodness, my instrument is out of tune again, or why do I have to tune it every day, or why do I have to do this all the time? They enjoy tuning it. They enjoy, doing an overall tuning, and then they enjoy to fine-tune it for every song as they play it. We, as human, are like that bio-instrument. In the morning, we do an overall tuning. We tune ourselves in the same vibration as love, joy, peace, and compassion. As different events occur occur throughout the day, we have to attune ourselves in order to deal with that situation the most effective way. It's like playing a different song, playing a different music, play a different vibration. So we have to somewhat retune ourselves here and there. So if all of a sudden I'm going in the street and someone cut me off and I jump because someone just cut me off, I can come out of that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. But I can tune myself to go back into it instead of start yelling, screaming at the person who cut me off. Yes, I have a choice. I can do that. I can start screaming, yelling at the person. But the minute we do that, based on law of attraction, I just changed my frequency. Instead of vibrating in love, joy, peace, and compassion, I am practicing anger, frustration, and immediately, that's what I'm going to attract to myself. Mm. It's like a musician. He says, heck with it. I'm not going to tune my instrument. I'm just going to start playing. Mm-hmm. And they start playing on an instrument which every single string, if I may say, is out of tune. Who's going to listen to it? He or she can't even listen to it themselves. So when we take our thought, when we take our emotion, and we consider them to be vibration, just like the sound that comes out of an instrument, the question is, what are we playing internally for ourselves? Mm-hmm. What kind of song are we playing? A horror song? An anger song? A frustration song or a loving song, a compassionate song, a joyful song, a peaceful song. Because naturally we are going to play something. We are going to do that naturally. That's given. It's just for us to tell ourselves, what are we playing? Now, if I may bring another analogy, which is, I think you will like this, is if I'm walking in the street and I see someone walking and keep on punching themselves physically, I look at that person, I say, what's going on? Why is that person punching themselves physically all the time? There is something wrong with this person. They need help. Okay. If I take the various emotions that we experience ourselves for ourselves, we get upset about something. We get frustrated about something else. We get angry about something. Or the thought that crosses our mind that manifest themselves, reflect themselves with those emotions. Then I can comfortably say that if we have this device that shows us to ourselves, our emotional body and our thought body the same way as physical body, then we will see quite often people are emotionally or thought-wise are punching themselves out. When I take a thought and I say, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, and I repeat that 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, every one of them is like a punch. There's no difference. Except these are vibrational punch. Those emotional punch are vibrational punch. Those thought punch are vibrational punch. How do we know it's vibrational? Because there is such a device called EEG, electroencephalogram. And if we connect enough connection to our brain, we can draw all the vibration that's happening in the brain. So every thought is a vibration, every emotion is a vibration. And our physical body, our heart, our lung, our blood, the way it moves through the circulatory system, everything is just wave, it's just vibration. So when we take those thoughts, when we take those emotions and start practicing repeating negative thought all the time, repeating negative emotions all the times, it's like punching ourselves. There's no difference. We may as well do it physically and not doing it mentally and emotionally. So when we see someone who is punching themselves physically, we say that person is crazy. There's something wrong with this person. They need help. As we are constantly doing it emotionally and through our thought, we never question it. We think it's just normal. It's like, why are you punching yourself so much? Why are you hurting yourself so much? Maybe if you take that and start giving it some love, giving it some compassion, hold it, hug it, kiss it, squeeze it, love it so dearly, it will transform. So that thought, that emotion, it will transform. Because all it needs is love. All it needs is compassion. From who? From you and I, who are the parent of that thought. You and I, who are the parent of that emotion. So there is this beautiful relationship that exists as a parent-child relationship between us and our emotion, between us and our thought, between us and our physical body, every single organ, every single member of our body. And we as parents, we have the opportunity to treat these children with love and compassion. As we do that, then they listen, they cooperate, they are in a harmonious, loving, joyful, compassionate, peaceful environment. Because we are producing that through the vibration. We are producing that through our thought. We are producing that through our emotions.
Well, do we have, do we need to go into the meditation right now as far as the healing emission, or how do you do that? Talk about that. I know everybody is.
We can do a, I'm also aware of time. We can do, I have like about 18 minutes. So we can do a 10 minutes guided meditation.
Okay.
Then while we are doing the guided meditation, we will ask for, divine energy. And also we will energize not only the people online, but also the water bottles that they have next to them.
Great.
Also, whoever who listens to it in the archived version of this interview, they would still get the same benefit because this is divine energy. This is divine intelligence. It exists in any media, whether it's live or archived. It doesn't matter.
How wonderful. I just want to let you know that I've got a 5-gallon water bottle sitting next to me.
I'm already. And during the commercial, we started energizing all the water bottles anyway.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You got to be active and effective.
You always make me laugh. This is wonderful. Okay, well, then I'm just, since you're aware of the time, I'm going to let you do it all for the rest of the show.
I put on my stopwatch so we can do it 10 minutes and come back for some questions.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, for the audience, I ask you to be comfortable in wherever you are, whether it's sitting, laying, standing, it's up to you. Close your eyes. Be at a place safe that you can close your eyes. As you close your eyes, just become aware of your breath. Be aware that with every breath, every inhale, and every exhale, you can breathe in love, joy, peace, and compassion along with with air, nourishing your thought body, your emotional body, and your physical body with love, joy, peace, and compassion. And with every exhale, breathe out love, joy, peace, and compassion. You can repeat this sentence after me in your heart or loud, up to you. We set our intention to be the same and synchronized as divine intention. We set our intention to be the same and synchronized as divine intention. Divine, we are your children living on earth, serving you and ourselves. Please allow your love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through our heart, and we filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now, as different thought, different emotion arises, it's okay. Instead of spinning with them, instead of riding them, instead of denying them, or instead of suppressing them, just hold them, love them, hug them, kiss them, I wish him farewell. God requests for healing energy during this meditation for all the participants on the teleconference or on the internet, or the ones who listen to this program on archive, for their limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, emotional body, liver, gallbladder, kidney, as well as sternum, for the quality of blood, white blood cell, red blood cell, platelet, and also opening their heart to their unique connection with divine. We also ask for assistance from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Metatron during this energy emission, to all the wonderful people, individuals who are listening to this program. Be aware of how you set your intention before you started this meditation. Every thought, every emotion, every physical challenge as it arises is welcomed. It's your inner child. It requires your love. It requires your compassion. It requires to heal that thought, heal that emotion, heal that physical challenge with joy and peace, instead of suppressing that thought, denying that emotion, spinning with it, or riding that thought or emotion or physical challenge. Internally, just hug it, hold it, squeeze it, love it. However you wish to show your love and compassion to yourself, to your thought, to your emotion. If you have a physical pain somewhere, throughout your body, if there is an organ that requires healing, as your eyes are closed, as you are inhaling love, joy, peace, and compassion, share it. Start touching that organ. Start loving that organ. Start telling that organ how much you love it, how much you care for it, how much you want it to transform into a healthy state. We also ask for healing energy for all the bars of waters that people have around them to energize the water. the thought that, and the emotion that keeps on repeating at a faster rate is the one who needs more attention, who needs more love, who needs more compassion. Instead of denying it, instead of suppressing it, just give it to that thought, give it to that emotion, and then wish it farewell. If you are overwhelmed with your number of thoughts, if you are overwhelmed with your number of emotions, it's okay. Ask for support from Divine. Release it. Say, Divine, as you gush love, joy, peace, and compassion through my heart, this thought, this emotion is too overwhelming for me. I release it to you. Support me to transform it into a healthy state. Be thankful to yourself for the time you took to close your eyes, listen to your physical body, to your emotional body, to your thought body. Filter in those challenging thoughts, challenging emotions, and challenging physical conditions with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Set a plan for the rest of the day, for the rest of the night. Just practicing giving yourself, saturating yourself with divine love, joy, peace, and compassion. You have a unique connection with it, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's always there to nourish you for free, without subscription from anyone. Just benefit from it by becoming aware of it and using it as often as you wish. Now, if you like, you can slowly open your eyes. Or if you like to keep it closed longer, let it be. Okay, I'm back.
Wow. That was wonderful.
I'm not sure if you can talk anymore after getting high. It's like, what do you mean I have to talk to you again?
It's difficult. It's difficult to come back. But boy, that was wonderful. I could feel the energy. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a bus driver, so I got to keep my focus. So you got to have fun.
Yeah, you got to have fun, that's for sure. Yeah. And that's what you did on our cruise. You sent us that same kind of energy because it felt so good.
Yeah, and I like to make a correction. It's not me. It's it's divine that's sending the energy. And that's why I say it's readily available to all of us. Mm. So just imagine, like, I use my cell phone and I call a center without limitation, which is anywhere, anytime, any place, and say, oh, you know, Jules has this beautiful cruise and there are these wonderful people on that cruise. Please, please, will you send them some healing energy? And pretty much that's it. I set my intention. And energy follows intention. The whole time, it's just my thought is my favorite prayer as I'm doing whatever activity throughout the day. My breath is that awareness of being the same as divine breath, which is just full of love, joy, peace, and compassion. And then the request has been sent. Mm. Divine intelligence says, oh, okay, we'll start doing it. Because I'm just trying to serve. I'm a servant. I'm trying to serve.
And it's wonderful. Can we tell them before we get off the air that the bit of exciting news is that they only have to drink this water for 1 week because you're going to be back on every single Friday on your own show on Law of Attraction Radio Network, where you're going to be doing these energy transformations.
Exactly. Our program is like this one, 20 minutes talk, 20 minutes meditation, 20 minutes question and answer. I'm sorry we didn't get to question and answer in this program, but your listeners, the wonderful listeners throughout the world, have many opportunities to join us in our Friday talk radio, which is always going to be 20 minutes meditation. If we cut anything back, it's going to be the talk. But the 20 minutes meditation will always be there. Because when we talk, intellect listens. When we meditate in that state of meditation, state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, our heart opens and we start learning directly through our unique connection from divine intelligence and divine energy.
Mm. Well, I want to remind everyone, because we're almost all up in time, but you can find the show on Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's loaradionetwork.com, and it's Friday, and we have that at 7 p.m. Pacific time, don't we, Amy?
It's 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting it mixed up. It's 5 p.m. Pacific time, which would make it 8 p.m. On the East Coast. And you can always listen to Amin's archives also to get the same energy. Matter of fact, you can re-listen to this show as many times, or his show or whatever. I think it's absolutely wonderful that he is doing this and really helping divine heal the world. I really appreciate that. And we've got 30 seconds left, and I can't thank you enough for coming on and for just doing everything that you're doing.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. And we just have another 30 seconds to emit energy to people. But we'll continue that throughout the night. We are already, as I said, energy follows intention. We set our intention that for the rest of the night, and for some people internationally, which is day, we will be emitting to all the folks, all the listeners who are actively listening, or they will be listening to the archive.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and everybody will be tuning in to hear you on every Friday. Thank you so much, and we are out of time. So we will talk to everyone next week. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or Law of Attraction.